The health and safety of animals participating in the Bulls, Bronx and Barrel event in Coombs always has and always will come first, according to the Vancouver Island Western Heritage Association, VIWHA. The VIWHA issued a statement in response to the Vancouver Humane Society's, VHS, cruelty complaint, filed with the BCSPCA, after footage the VHA says reveals electric prod use and other welfare concerns during the event on August 17 and August 18. One clip from We Animals Media shows a horse run into the back fence of a bucking chute during a saddle bronc event and handlers drag the horse by a rope tied to his front legs while a tarp is used to prevent the public from seeing. Our pickup men should be commended for their quick response to contain the horse so our veterinarian could safely examine it, said VIWHA representative Michelle Cottrell, a former manager of the Fort McMurray SPCA who has also worked for the BCSPCA. As is always the case in a situation like that, our veterinarian was right there the moment the horse was removed from the chute to make sure the horse was not injured, which it wasn't. Video footage taken at the rodeo showed a handler using his cowboy boot to nudge the horse on the back of its neck to let it know it was safe to get up, according to the VIWHA statement. I understand the video might look odd to folks who aren't used to handling animals that weigh around a couple thousand pounds, but no one cares more about these animals than those of us who work with them every day, Cottrell said. Their safety and the safety of our personnel always comes first. Cottrell added the video is being reviewed by VIWHA event organizers, stock contractor and veterinarian. The VHS said it is disappointed to see the rodeo organizers characterize the kicking of a downed horse in the head as a handler using his cowboy boot to nudge the horse. We feel the Coombs rodeo organizers are not taking accountability for the mistreatment of animals that's captured in this footage, the VHA said in its statement. Another video by showed a bull being prodded to leave its narrow chute enclosure. Cottrell said the 2,000-pound bull was trying to back up, which could have endangered the livestock behind him. In a situation like that, the only solution is to get the animal to move forward, she said. For the safety of all the bulls in the chute, he was prodded to move forward, which thankfully he did, and as a result, no bulls were hurt. It's concerning to us that the rodeo organizers' response to these incidents seems to show that this kind of treatment of animals is not an exception to the rule, but is completely accepted and expected, the VHA said. Cottrell noted the SPCA has an open invitation to attend the event each year and is welcome to contact the VIWHA to discuss how the event is run. The BCSPCA said its investigation is ongoing.